It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Because you know I'm all about the bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about
this
that
is perfect
bass.
Music to talk about Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
This is a jukebox.
Yes, it's called...
Oh, let it go.
Something jukebox.
Postmodernism.
Postmodern juice box. Miss Postmodernism jukebox.
Did you say juice box? Juice box.
Juice box. Yes, juice box.
This video is pretty cool to watch, too.
Them just standing there looking at you?
It's just a really cool visual.
My favorite music video to ever watch is OK Go.
Yeah, those guys are great.
I just don't think that people. This is what's so weird. I mean, this is what a lot of like boxing experts are saying about this is they just do not understand why people are betting on Conor McGregor in this fight.
First of all, someone just put down a $1 million bet today on Mayweather, which kind of shook up the odds a bit.
It was probably him.
That's what I was thinking too. I'll bet it was probably him. I think. There are a lot of people out there who just really dislike Mayweather.
He's
not a good guy, man.
A lot of boxing people do not like him.
Yeah, a lot of the public don't like him.
But he is arguably the best fighter ever to fight.
In his weight class, probably. You know, Rocky Marciano actually went 50-0. Like, Rocky Marciano had more wins than Mayweather. Because his son, Rocky Marciano's son, is saying, regardless of what happens in this quote unquote fight, he's calling it an event, it should not count.
49-0.
Who, Rocky Marciano?
Yes.
So they're tied, I guess.
They're tied.
But he's saying it shouldn't count and it should not overshadow Rocky Marciano's legend.
It shouldn't. Rocky Marciano is up till. There's only been two, man. There's only been two guys who have ever. Ever.
As far as we know. I mean, back in the day when they were bare-knuckling.
Okay, well,
I don't think they kept a lot of records.
I'm not going to... Okay. Since the days when they were wearing gloves...
I have a hard time admitting that Floyd Mayweather, just because he's 49-0, is the best boxer ever. Because he's not really a... He's a
just
runner.
Small.
He's a runner.
Tactician, man.
He's a tactician. He's Weasley, so you love him.
Well, I mean, he's clinical. He's... You know, he comes in, he's quick, and then he dodges, which is exactly what you want.
No, I want to fight. If I watch boxing, I want to see a fight. That's why I like the heavyweight division, because they don't run around. They just can't run around as much. So they have to hit each other. They have to slug it out. To me, that's enjoyable. Watching a guy run around a ring for 13 rounds seems cowardly.
But hear me out, is that what people don't understand is you have a guy in who can take a punch, obviously, but a guy who's not even undefeated in MMA.
It's a different sport. He's not claiming to be the best MMA fighter ever.
No,
he's just saying he can beat Floyd Mayweather. That's all he's saying. I'm rooting for him.
I don't know if I am rooting for him.
I do not care for Floyd Mayweather.
Because, Teddy Atlas is right.
Teddy Atlas went on the air today and said if Conor McGregor beats Floyd Mayweather, even if he goes the distance, it could ruin the sport of boxing forever. I'm not sure that I remember. I'm not sure I agree with all that. It won't help it, that's for sure.
And well, because MMA you have a guy that never boxed.
See,
so why bother?
He boxed. I mean, MMA fighters learn to box. They just don't learn to box at the same level as fighters.
Okay, so, but if an MMA guy beats a boxer, then Golden Gloves tomorrow becomes irrelevant because obviously if you want to become a boxer, the best way to do it is to MMA fight. As an Olympic event, which is already, as an Olympic event would probably go away.
I don't think so. I think it stays in the Olympics.
Well, it probably stays in the Olympics, but the meaning of joining the Olympic team in boxing doesn't matter. What you might actually start seeing is MMA in the Olympics.
I would highly doubt that, just given the violent nature of MMA.
They do judo, man. But they do wrestling.
Judo, though?
Listen.
And I've watched wrestling. Okay. Those are not violent like MMA.
They do. Okay.
They're not violent.
I wrestled, and it was pretty violent.
It's not MMA.
Punch somebody. But okay, but you have boxing, you have wrestling, and you have judo, yeah. and now MMA just combines it all.
I doubt you'll ever see it. It's just way too violent. I can't
just
imagine.
Just get a big old red, just octagon.
Plus, as long as you can still make millions boxing, people will still box.
I don't think most guys are making millions boxing.
I didn't say most. I said as long as you can.
I think that he's a singular guy.
Come on. People make millions of dollars for title fights all the time. You don't go in there and fight for $100,000. You're making millions of dollars.
Maybe like
No, they're making millions.
Well, isn't Pacquiao fighting somebody?
And he's making millions.
Tyson Fury, who's the one of the two guys from England who have the heavyweight belts.
Making millions. Because it's all the money's now coming from the pay-per-view, and people want to see it. Now, if pay-per-view stops making money, then you're probably not going to make as much money in boxing, and then it goes away. But as long as the money is there, people will still box. I don't know that it says as much about the sport of boxing other than the fact that McGregor finally figured out a way to hit the guy. I mean, he doesn't get hit. Mayweather doesn't get hit very often.
The only thing that I think that McGregor is thinking, and I'm not sure
he's going to search and destroy. He's coming right after.
Well, he's going to learn. What he's learned to do is he's learned to take punches. So he's going to. The only way I think that he's going to win this is he's going to tell Floyd Mayweather, "I'm going to come straight at you, and you can punch me with your little, whack, whack, whacks as many times as you want.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come through, and I'm just going to keep swinging, and you're going to have to.
That's the thing. He's not going to be able to knock out Conor. I don't think he will. He doesn't hit hard enough. And I think Conor McGregor can get hit as much as...
No, he got knocked out.
Yeah, by a bigger guy.
Yeah.
So Mayweather's smaller.
Sure, it can be done.
Yeah. I don't think Mayweather's going to be doing any roundhouse kicks to the head, any leg sweeps, any getting on top of him and just pounding his head into the ground, that kind of thing.
Conor McGregor is 21-3 in MMA.
Okay. I don't think...
Same size.
He looked taller when they just did the line.
He's an inch taller.
Okay, so he's an inch taller than Mayweather.
Same reach.
Okay. I think he can take the punches from Mayweather. Do I think he's going to win? No, probably not. It's highly, highly unlikely.
What do you think? What do you think Conor McGregor's net worth is estimated?
$500 million.
$22 million.
Okay.
What do you think Floyd Mayweather's?
I believe he's a billionaire.
He's at $650 million.
Okay.
So I just think it's so funny that that's the whole. This is what this is all about. Conor McGregor is getting $50 million for this fight.
I don't know what the purse is.
Maybe $100 million.
Feels like it would be more. I'm sure Mayweather's getting a lot more.
Mayweather will have said to have made $300 million, and McGregor is about to or $100 million.
Okay. He's making $100 million. Hey, that's a good payday for even if you do get knocked out. Fine. I'm making $100 million. I think the fight will last longer than people think.
I think it's going to be a disappointment.
Well, they all are. I mean, the last Mayweather fight was a disappointment. I think this one actually has an opportunity to be less of a disappointment because I don't think Conor's going to go down easy.
But see, here's the thing. If you're a boxer, and this is a boxing match, okay?
Right.
If you score points because you're allowing the guy to hit you in the face, okay, rope-a-dope,
mm-hmm.
basically, right, you have to knock a guy out.
I believe Conor thinks he can.
I believe he thinks he can too, but I'm not so sure he can.
Well, he's got to catch him. He's got to hit him.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell
not
you,
a lot of,
I think,
not a good fight.
I think Floyd Mayweather hits a little harder than people think he does.
Well, maybe. He hasn't had a knockout in for a long time.
Yeah, but he has knocked folk out.
Yeah, okay. I get it. He has when he was younger.
Okay.
He's 40 years old now.
Yes.
Can't run as fast. Probably can't hit as fast.
Okay. Fighting a guy who's never been in a professional boxing match before.
Sometimes when you're fighting people who don't know the techniques, it can be harder. You know what I mean? They're not playing by the rules. They're not doing the things you expect an actual boxer to do. It can be unnerving.
I'm just suggesting that Rocky was not real.
What?
This feels like trying to make a real-life Rocky.
No. No, no. Rocky, at least, was a boxer who came out of nowhere.
So this is like more of a
This is Muhammad Ali versus Lyle Alzado.
Yeah, Lyle Alzado doesn't stand a chance.
He did not. Because he came out looking for a real fight. Muhammad Ali's like, what? All right, fool. If that's what you want to do, then knocked him out.
It's Get up. Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And every